Let us turn now in the word of the Lord to Matthew 21. Matthew 21, and we'll be reading verses 1 through 22. Matthew 21, verses 1 through 22. And of course, the context of this is Jesus on his final week entering into Jerusalem. Matthew 21, verse 1, these are the words of the living and true God. When they had approached Jerusalem and had come to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied there, and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, the Lord has need of them. And immediately he will send them. This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, gentle and mounted on a donkey, even on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden. The disciples went and did just as Jesus had instructed them, and brought the donkey and the colt, and laid their coats on them, and he sat on the coats. Most of the crowd spread their coats in the road, and others were cutting branches from the trees, spreading them in the road. The crowds going ahead of him and those who followed were shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. When he had entered Jerusalem, all the city was stirred, saying, who is this? And the crowds were saying, this is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee. And Jesus entered the temple and drove out all those who were buying and selling in the temple, and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who were selling doves. And he said to them, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a robber's den. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things he had done, and the children who were shouting in the temple, Hosanna to the Son of David, they became indignant and said to him, do you hear what these children are saying? And Jesus said to them, yes. Have you never read, out of the mouth of infants and nursing babies, you have prepared praise for yourself? And he left them and went out of the city to Bethany and spent the night there. Now in the morning when he was returning to the city, he became hungry. Seeing a lone fig tree by the road, he came to it and found nothing on it except leaves only. And he said to it, no longer shall there ever be any fruit from you. And at once the fig tree withered. Seeing this, the disciples were amazed and asked, how did the fig tree wither all at once? And Jesus answered and said to them, truly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, it will happen. And all things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. That is God's word. The triumphal entry, we see Jesus entering Jerusalem as a king, as he was promised, and the scriptures of the Old Testament. And he coming to this city will be betrayed unto death because of our sins. And we see the many prophecies being fulfilled there, as it says so. And he enters Jerusalem, he goes into the temple, and there the people are in that holy place, are buying and selling, they're selling doves so people could by the doves and sacrifice to God. And they set up tables to do so. And all of this, contrary to the word of God, the law of God, as Jesus quotes his word, his house is a house of prayer. And here are these thieves in it, doing business, And he cleansed the temple. You remember he drove them out with whips, or with a whip. And he was healing the people, it says, but the chief priests, the scribes have a problem with what's going on. The children, Psalm 8, you remember last Lord's Day, Psalm 8, they're singing his praises and they don't like it. And Jesus quotes Psalm 8, verse 2, and he's saying, let them sing. This is what they're supposed to do. When he comes, and the Son of Man comes. And then finally you have the barren fig tree. Jesus in his human nature, hungry, going to the tree, expecting fruit so he can eat. And it had leaves, green leaves upon it, but there was no fruit. The tree itself is a hypocrite. It has leaves, it says, come, eat my fruit, and yet there's no fruit. And of all of Jesus' miracles on earth, they were all for the good of man. But this one, at least most of the miracles he did on earth were for the good of man. This one, though, shows his justice and his power. And he curses the tree. And the leaves withered. Why? Because, beloved, we are called not to be hypocrites. Do not profess faith and then lie in the sin of barrenness, producing no fruit in your lives. It's the same that we would see in the book of James and other places. That is the saddest curse, to produce no fruit as we see here. The disciples are told to have great faith. They could do the same thing with trees like this. Even saying to this mountain to be cast into the sea, and it would be. He says, all things you ask in prayer, which we know from other parts of scriptures, all things that you ask in prayer according to His will. Believing. James also covers that. The believing necessity of faith in what we're praying for. Praying with faith. For believing you will receive. And so let us believe what Jesus says here. And believe in Him. And sacrifice on the cross, which He is going to do in a short time from Matthew 21. And live the gospel out in our lives, producing fruit. Without the fruit, you are not saved. The Lord says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And so let us love Him. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the gospel and how even in this point in salvation history, in the gospel, Jesus comes into Jerusalem and the people are putting things down on the ground, much like often sometimes we see in our culture, putting the carpet down for people to walk on, and kings and rulers to do so that they wouldn't have to stand or walk on the dirty, unclean ground. And Father, we have a great King, our Savior Jesus, who's exalted, and in His presence there be nothing unholy, no sin. And yet, Father, we have committed great sin even in the past few moments, much perhaps even that we have not known we've committed. Perhaps it is because we have not turned to you and sought repentance for some sin that we are committing. And Father, we turn now. We have committed and we've broken all your commandments. We have been a people who have not produced the fruit that we ought to produce. And perhaps, hopefully not, but others who may be producing no fruit at all. And for them, we ask that you would turn them from their sin unto you, the living God, and save them. And for us who have been saved, we ask that you would produce a fruit that is so extraordinary, even in this evil and wicked world, that people would see our good works and glorify the Father in heaven. Father, that we would not take credit for any of our fruit, but that we would exalt your name and the Spirit that you have sent into our hearts to mold us, and the word that you've spoken to us to show us what is true righteousness and rebuke us of our sin. Turn us from our sin. Father, we are sorry. We ought to be grieved over our sin and sorrowful. Lord, give us such hearts, humble hearts, even as we just sang about. You would cause us to love you above all things. Lord, we pray that our children would sing, and they would sing your praises, even for the destruction of your kingdom. And Father, we ask that you would even receive their praises. And you would unite the Spirit in their hearts, and that they would be saved. If they are not already. Make them have that childlike zeal and joy and faith that puts us to shame and rebukes us and is that iron that sharpens us. And we would glorify your name all the more. And Father, we believe these things. This is what your word says. We believe them, and so we ask that you would answer our prayers according to your promise, according to your will, and accordingly as we come only by the blood and sacrifice of Jesus Christ, who perfects our prayers, thankfully now, and our worship as well. We pray in his name. Amen. Amen.